6D, Listening Skills. Exercise 2B, page 102. You will hear short conversations. From the three answer choices, select the answer which means about the same thing as what you hear, or is true based on what you hear. Number 1.
I'm totally freaking out about the exam on Friday. I'm so stressed I can't concentrate.
You know what? You should get yourself down to the gym. You can take your frustrations out on the equipment, and exercise is great for combating stress. Something to do with it releasing endorphins.
Worth a try. I'm desperate.
Number 2.
I really need to get kitted out for the tournament. My old equipment is a bit worse for wear.
Why don't you speak to my sister? She's not using her racket anymore.
Thanks, but I think I'll treat myself.
Number 3.
What time is your aerobics class on Wednesdays?
There's one at 3 in the afternoon and another at 8 o'clock.
I work till 5, so I guess I'd have to go for the later one. Do I have to book it now?
No need. There's plenty of room.
Number 4.
I see you signed up for the cricket team. I sometimes watch them play.
Yeah, but I'm thinking that it might have been a mistake.
Why? It should be fun.
Oh, I don't doubt that. But I didn't realize they practice on Tuesdays. And I have my Spanish class in the evening, so they would clash.
Number 5.
Can I speak to you about my report on the health package we're offering?
Sure. What's the problem?
No problem. I just want to make sure we're seeing eye to eye on a few matters.
Number 6.
You don't look so good. You okay?
I've been feeling under the weather for a few days now. I don't know what's wrong.
You should go to the doctor. You might have picked up an infection.
Number 7.
Have you heard about what's happening to the park?
Yeah, they're planning to replace the tennis courts with a car park for the town centre. It's ludicrous. Getting rid of an exercise area in order to encourage more car use.
I know. There's so few sporting facilities left in the town.
Number 8.
I'm so tired, I can barely keep my eyes open. I think I'm going to make myself a coffee.
But you've already had two. You shouldn't drink too much coffee. You know what you should do instead? Make some time before work to exercise.
But that'll tire me out before work.
I know it sounds silly, but physical exercise can actually wake you up.
Number 9.
Joe, what have you done to yourself?
I pulled a muscle. My own fault. I didn't warm up properly before going for a run. Now I've got to wear a support bandage and use these crutches for a couple of weeks.
Anything I can do?
Nah, I'll be fine.
Number 10.
There's nothing to do around here. It's so boring.
Ugh, what are you talking about? There's loads to see and do. There's the park, which has some lovely nature trails and open spaces where you can have a kickabout. There's also the sports center, which has a pool and even an ice rink. Not to mention the adventure playground with its climbing wall and go-karting.
Okay, I was just saying, no need to get so worked up about it.
Number 11.
Have you read this article? Apparently, the council are asking for recommendations from the public for how they can improve the community centre.
Really? Well, they should definitely encourage people to get more active by running some exercise classes, like kickboxing and Zumba.
Number 12.
You shouldn't spend so much time in front of the computer.
But I really like playing online.
You'd be better off getting outside in the fresh air and playing a real game.
Number 13.
My doctor says I need to eat more vegetables.
Well, the guidelines say you should have 5 portions of fruit and veg a day, so you get all the vitamins and nutrients you need.
5? I'm lucky if I have 2 a day.
Number 14.
So, how do you like it here?
Well, I've had a little look around the area, but I was hoping you could tell me what there is to do here.
There's not much nightlife. You'd have to go into the city for that. But there are some nice boutiques, a couple of good restaurants, some lovely walking trails, and the public swimming pool.
Oh, good. I love swimming. It's a great way to stay in shape.
Number 15.
I can't believe we lost.
I know. You were ahead for most of the game, and then, in the blink of an eye, the lead was gone.
And to lose by such a slim margin, it's inconceivable.
Yeah, but you shouldn't focus on that. It was still a great game, and you played really well.